Okay, Wendy, the recording is in process, and today is December 12th on your calendar. Hope everybody is doing well out there. Wendy, I'll tell you what, we're getting down towards the end of the season, and you think doing this one day a week is like, not a big deal. Some days are harder than others.
Yep.
We're really pushing ourselves to get this one done. I think it's not for the reasons maybe, you know, if you listen to this, is because Alabama did not get into the 12-team playoff.
Nope.
Wendy, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm still depressed about it. I mean, this came out on what, Sunday? And I truly still cannot believe it. And I want to make my point very clear up front. This isn't about Alabama not getting in. It's about four SEC teams not getting in. I've said from the jump that we have the hardest schedules in the SEC. We're the most powerful conference in the country. Teams are trying to get over here. Trey had a great point. We added two powerhouse teams this year in Oklahoma and Texas. They could have stayed where they were at, winning games. They didn't have to come over here. They wanted to come over here to play this schedule. So it's mind-blowing that four SEC teams didn't get in. Now, Alabama, to me, was the fourth best team in the SEC. Doesn't really matter how anybody wants to spin it. South Carolina was coming on strong at the end. Ole Miss, I don't care how you want to spin it. But four teams didn't get in, and it's a travesty. And I'm going to tell you what, they're going to figure it out when it hits their pocketbook. I'm mind blown. I feel like they fell to the pressure of the conference championship game. Shouldn't matter. But Nick Saban said it best. SMU should have had to play their way into the top 12. They should have had to have played through the season, played their way in by their schedule, by their strength of schedule. And so at the end of the day, the SEC got robbed. Not Alabama. The SEC got robbed. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Wendy. You know, as an Alabama fan, you sit here and all these great teams that we've had, you're like, well, we don't really deserve to be in the playoff. But yep. If you look at who's in the playoff, you're like, well, I mean, then, yeah, we probably should have been in the playoff, Wendy. Yep. I agree with you. The SEC should have had four teams, you know, and you have teams like Indiana getting in from the, from the Big Ten, and, you know, the Big Ten added a couple of teams. They added terrible teams, except for Oregon. I'll give Oregon that, you know, let's say this. Georgia wins the SEC championship game.
I know it was awesome. Around.
Georgia wins the SEC championship game. Texas just has to get over that hump and getting, you know, Texas probably has just as good a team as Georgia does. But Texas has got to get over that hump on beating these elite teams. Carson Beck goes out at halftime. They bring in the Gunnar Stockton guy, end up winning the game. Wendy, I talked to Barry. I talked to Barry at halftime, and I'm like, how does Georgia not have any receivers?
Right.
The number 11 guy for Georgia, God love him. He's a kid. He's trying as hard as he can. But my God, the guy drops all these passes. And it's like they don't have another receiver out there. They've got 12 tight ends, but they don't have another receiver. Like, where is the other receiver? Anyway, Georgia comes back. Georgia wins the game in overtime, and a very exciting game in the SEC championship game, Wendy, to give Georgia the first round bye in the playoffs.
Right.
And the playoffs, I think the playoff is set up and is doing exactly what the playoff was supposed to do. It was supposed to get more teams around the country a chance. It's meant to drive interest around the country. I mean, now you've got Tennessee in, Ohio State, you've got Clemson, Texas, Indiana, Notre Dame, SMU, Penn State, Boise State, Georgia, Arizona State, and Oregon. I just kind of ran through all the teams that are in there. Well, those are all teams, their college towns, their cities, their states, their areas of the country are now very interested in watching these games. And that's what I think the whole thing is about. I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a money grab, but there's only so many Alabama fans that are going to watch football. There's only so many Georgia fans that are going to watch football. If you multiply that by all these teams that are in the playoff, Wendy, I think that's what they were going for. It does look weird that Arizona State has a bye.
Yeah.
Boise State has a bye.
Yeah.
Come on, man. It needs to
be seeded like basketball. It should be seeded like basketball. What? No problem that your four championship teams get in, but they shouldn't get an automatic bye. They should still be seeded. And they wouldn't be seeded in that way. But let me tell you something about Texas, right? Trey, Texas played to me one of the weakest schedules in the country, not just the SEC, the entire country, okay? People keep sitting here saying that Texas is good. I'm not so sure they're as good as they think they are. I'm just telling you, I'm not so sure they're as good as we think they are. Do I think they can fly through this college playoff? Sure they can. Look at the teams they have to play. But it's most likely going to be Georgia and Texas back at it. It would not surprise me a bit. And if y'all's goal was for a non-SEC team to win this thing, because for the past 20 years it's been the SEC, you're going to fail at it again this year. Because at the end of the day, you took a terrible game, two bad teams, SMU and Clemson. Trey, I said this the next day. The reason the game looks so good, y'all, is because both teams are bad. Like, it's not like they were two elite teams playing against each other. So because SMU came right there back at the end, right there at the end came back, now you've got another person in the, another team in the college football playoff that really doesn't deserve to be there because you looked at two bad teams playing each other. Yeah. You've got a Clemson with three losses.
Two of them to SEC teams. Georgia and South Carolina.
Yep. And then just to make everybody feel better, you're going to throw SMU in there because you don't want them to be punished that they got to the conference games.
Yeah.
So, Trey, listen, it's all for entertainment. You say this all the time. Again, I'm not sitting here complaining about Alabama. Trey, I agree with you completely. We probably didn't deserve to get into it this year. We did not play our best ball. We could not play in away games that didn't feel like. Jalen Milroe, it really did depend on what side of the bed he was waking up on that day. And, you know, could we have beaten some of those teams? Absolutely. Absolutely, we would have and we could have. But to not have that fourth SEC team in is really almost like they're punishing the SEC for being as good as we are as a whole conference. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see. But I'm going to tell y'all what I'm not doing. I will not watch one game that doesn't have the SEC in it. If the SEC's not in it, I'm not watching. And I implore all 86
subscribers. Yeah.
86 subscribers, which this ain't going to put a dent in it, but I urge you to do the same. I will not sit down to watch Indiana play SMU or Boise State to play whoever. I know I'm making some of these games up, but yeah.
Boise State is going to get the winner of SMU and Penn State.
So I'm not watching SMU and Penn State. I won't turn it on.
So let's go down the list here. And I will say this, if you were watching this and you've never seen this before, my name's Trey. This is my sister, Wendy. We get on here and talk about college football, talk about different things through the college football season. If you're watching this, will you please subscribe?
Yes.
We would love to have 100 subscribers before the end of the year.
Yes.
Just 100. I don't need 1,000. I don't want 40 million. We just got to get to 100, Wendy, so we can at least feel like this season was a success. Wendy, let's go through these games real quick. Mike did call me. Mike called and left a message on Sunday. I've been really, really busy. But Mike, I think, is in the same vein that a lot of us are. Why, you know, if all these other teams are getting in, Bama, Mike should have gotten in.
Yep.
And then in the same breath, it's kind of like, well, we really didn't deserve to be in.
Right.
Wendy, let's talk about these games. Wendy, the Tennessee Vols, because here's the thing. We don't know when we're going to get back on here. This schedule is a lot different than what we're used to. So it might be we might get back on here before the games next week. And it might be another week. We don't really know how that's going to work. But here's the deal, Wendy. Let's talk about them real quick. The Tennessee Volunteers, your home state, home city, will be playing the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yep.
Wendy, can Tennessee crank it up or not against Ohio State?
Well, I'm going to be a bandwagon Tennessee fan for the next 3 weeks or however long this thing takes. I'm going to tell you something. I hope Tennessee kills them. I hope Tennessee puts up 50. I hope that it snows and we still put up 50 because all they want to do is talk about weather. Well, let me tell you something, boys. I live in Knoxville. It's cold. We're 30 minutes from the Smoky Mountains, and I'm going to tell you something. Tennessee can play in the cold weather. We're not scared of playing in the cold. I do think it's a travesty they didn't get that home game. Yeah. I really, really do, especially with Ohio State's loss, horrible loss to Michigan. But whatever. At the end of the day, let's go Tennessee. And I think Tennessee can beat them. Ohio State's not proven anything to me this year. I think it's going to be a better game than we want it to be, to be honest. Yeah. And I'll go back to Nico. If Nico's having a good day, he could get those balls downfield because Nico's only issue for the year has been turnovers. It's been turnovers.
Yeah. So, and Ohio State's got a good team. When Tennessee, number one,'s got a good defense. They've got to step up. They got to stop turning the ball over. And if Nico can get going, they can get going. I really think if you can see Tennessee start fast and get on top of Ohio State, Tennessee might have a chance. Winnie, I'm definitely pulling for Tennessee, too. Yep. I told Barry on the phone the other day, I'm pulling for every SEC team. I hope every SEC team blasts everybody that walks out there. Yep. Tennessee, Ohio State is going to be a great day, a great game. Winnie, we're not going to talk for hours about all these games, but Clemson goes to the University of Texas, which you just said, is Texas that good? Was Texas good enough to beat Clemson at home, Winnie?
100%. Clemson's terrible. I mean, I was just meaning like if Texas had to play Alabama, LSU, and all the – no, Clemson's going to get demolished by Texas as well. They should have. They've got a dual-threat quarterback system. Clemson's limping into this thing anyway. So, absolutely, let's go Texas. I'm a bandwagon Texas fan.
Bandwagon Texas fan, I agree. Yeah. I said this when Clemson played Georgia at the beginning of the year. Clemson has got good athletes. You watch them play football, and it's like, okay, well, that guy looks good. That guy looks good. That guy looks good. They have got good athletes. Yep. They're not just some real funky team that wins in weird ways. They've got the athletes in place. Texas, you better bring your hard hat, man, because Clemson has played in these games.
Yeah, they have.
Clemson has played in bigger football games.
Let me put it that way.
Wendy, let's go on to the Indiana Hoosiers. Bob, our stats guy, a.k.a. we're going to have to get Bob back on the stats, Wendy.
Yeah.
But Indiana, he's an Indiana guy. Indiana plays Notre Dame at Notre Dame. What's going to happen, Wendy?
Just sounds like such an exciting game, doesn't it? Like, just everybody's so pumped for it. I'm going to pull for Indiana. I'm not watching the game. I don't care. I'm not watching it. Y'all will have to tell me what happens. But I'm pulling for Indiana because of Bob, and I don't like Notre Dame anyway. So, there's that.
All right, let's go to a game that literally I might not be able to turn on the TV, but it's going to be the SMU, I guess they're Mustangs, SMU versus Penn State, Wendy.
Don't care. I don't even want to give it airtime. I will not be turning on the TV. I don't really care who wins the game. It'll probably be Penn State. And if it is Penn State, I hope they blast them so people will realize putting SMU in was just an absolute travesty. It's the TCU. But then again, it's like maybe SMU can win the whole thing. I don't know, but I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it. Like, that's the hard part.
You've drawn a line in the sand saying if it's not an SEC team, you're not watching.
100% will not watch, won't even turn the TV on. I'll watch Vampire Diaries, Trey, again for the 100th time before I turn that game on. I will.
All right. Well, those are the games. I think we go back, Wendy, to this is what college football wanted. It should be relatively exciting. These games start next week, next Friday, next Saturday.
Yep.
And I don't know that we'll be back on before those games.
Who do you want to win it all? Like at the whole 12 to, I'm pulling for Georgia to win the whole thing.
Yeah, I would go in this order: Georgia, Texas, Tennessee. Georgia, Texas, Tennessee.
I would go Georgia, Tennessee, Texas. Yeah. I live in Tennessee. I'd love to see them all happy. You know what I mean? I don't know if they can get through the entire thing, but I definitely want to see two SEC teams in that final. In that final matchup. You know what I mean? But real quick, before we get off here, I'll tell you the other thing. So I turned the TV off the second the SMU signal came, like that it was SMU.
Right.
So I didn't even watch the rest of it. I had to get told that we're playing Michigan.
We don't even talk about it.
I mean,
we don't even talk about it.
How spoiled is our Alabama fan base that we're not even talking about a Michigan-Alabama rematch? But I'm going to tell you, I don't know who's in charge of this committee, but if I ever meet him in person, I'm going to slap him. Because we were the first team out, and you're putting this up against Michigan at a bowl that I can't even pronounce.
I don't even know the bowl game, Wendy. I don't even know the name of the game.
Well, here's the other thing. I think it's December 31st, 11 Central. They gave us a biscuit game.
I told you it was going to happen.
You gave Alabama, the Alabama Crimson Tide, the University of Alabama, a quote-unquote rematch against Michigan that nobody cares about. Why didn't you put us up against Miami or something at least fun to watch?
No, that's a good point.
Michigan, I'd have put us up against Miami. You put us up against Michigan at something called the Reliquis Bowl. The only saving grace is in Tampa, Florida, so it'll be warm. But and you gave us a biscuit game. Are they just trying to spell out that we hate Alabama? Like it's mind blowing. But you gave us an 11 o'clock game. So I'm going to tell you something, committee. I don't know who you are, but I bet your wives don't even like you. I really do. I bet those, when y'all get home, your wife's like, I just wish you'd go back to work. I actually think that. I think it's a travesty what they did to us all the way around. All the way around. And I mean, Trey, here's the crazy thing. People have asked me, do you think anybody's going to opt out? I'm like, I don't know. We've not been in this situation in so long. I don't know if anybody's going to opt out. And now that I'm in the situation, as a fan, I don't want my good players getting hurt going up against Michigan.
Here we go.
Now I'm in y'all's shoes. I used to blast it, and now that it's me in the situation, I don't want my kids getting hurt. Like, you're putting me up against Michigan in a biscuit game? Come on. Well, I can't even pronounce the bowl name.
To be honest with you, I'd almost forgotten about it, Wendy. The Michigan, we played Michigan like two or three times in the past 5 or 6 years.
I know. I'm
trying to play in Michigan. Oh, it's a good helmet game. No, it's not a good helmet game. No. Michigan's a ground and pound team that blah, 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 blah. Nobody, we don't want to play Michigan. I would rather play probably five other teams than Michigan. No offense to Michigan. We just beat you last year. We played you 3 years ago. I mean, it's so... You know, I think that is a travesty. But here's the thing about playing, Wendy. You're going to have to really convince me. If you are a player that plays football, you go play the game.
I agree. Now,
you might not play every snap. You might not play until there's zeros on the clock.
Right.
You know, you might want to take care of yourself a little bit. But if you're a football player, you play football games. I mean, that's what you do. So – it'd be hard for me not to think that way, Wendy. All right, what else you got, Wendy? I got one question off the total wall here, but I'm driving at night last night. We go see some lights or whatever we're doing. The rear view mirror in cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we grew up, they had a little tab under that rear view mirror.
Yeah.
You could flip that tab down and it would kind of shade the people that were driving behind you lights. Okay?
Right.
You could still see that they were there, but it didn't blind you.
Right.
What happened to those, Wendy? What happened to them?
Well, the insurance company came in and said, we would like more wrecks. We would appreciate more wrecks. So we're going to find this little tab that actually keeps people from getting road rage, which is what probably happens to you, and wrecking into the guardrail. Trey, I have no idea. Technology on my car, you can push a button and it shows the street, like the actual grain of the street. These things have gotten so fancy. So my husband buys me a car a couple years ago. It's got all the bells and whistles. And we get in the car about 3 weeks ago, and he's like, do you know what this car does? And I'm like, no, I have no idea. Trey, I didn't know how to work the cruise control on my car until 3 weeks ago. I think I want all these bells and whistles, but I don't know how to work all the bells and whistles.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Well,
and I remember when you know, you rolled up the window with the crank.
Yeah.
Getting power windows was like the coolest thing ever.
You're driving down the road. The people behind you are blinding you because of your mirror. You used to be able to flip that little tab and it would at least shade it some. Now they don't have that. It seems like such a easy fix. You know, so I'm cranking my mirror up to the top. I don't really quite understand that.
But I thought that problem went away when you got this bigger car.
No, I mean, there's still cars behind you.
Right, but if it's sitting lower than you.
Well, it doesn't matter, Winnie. If it's a truck behind me, their lights are still shining through the car into that thing. And I don't understand why they don't have that tab where I can flip it down. I don't like it.
You know who might know the answer? The College Football Playoff Committee. Those guys are smart. Those guys are really smart, Trey. Those guys got it going on. You should call them. They really know what's going on. But listen, guys, at the end of the day, it's been a great season. We had a first-year coach. I feel really good about the – we beat Georgia in a beautiful game. We beat Auburn. We beat LSU. You know, we had some really – we had a great win against South Carolina. Really good win against Missouri. Listen, as a whole, with a new coach, there were two things that were going to happen, guys. We were going to lose a bunch of games this year. This is exactly as a fan with a brand new coach where I want to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. If this was a 14 playoff, we wouldn't have even been in consideration. We would have gotten over it a month ago. After our loss to Vanderbilt, we would have been out of contention. Yeah. So, you know, sure, we had some losses that weren't that great. Sure, there's some questions on our defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator, I think. But as a whole, I'm really excited about the DeBoer era.
Yeah.
I think he's a great coach. I think these kids want to play for him. And, you know, everybody's like, well, we've had all these people leave. Guys, with the NIL and the portal, that's going to happen. Yeah. Nobody's leaving that I'm too terribly upset about. I think you and I called it midseason that Kendrick Law would probably hit the portal.
Yeah.
I think we will see him do really well somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't know if we were ever able to really utilize him, you know, in the way we needed to. But us as Alabama fans, we don't have anything to worry about. Like, I think for a first year, somebody having to follow Saban, the fact that we were able even to get this good of a coach to follow Saban is a little bit mind-blowing. I'm nothing but pleased about our year. I feel good about the future with DeBoer. And as an Alabama fan, I couldn't really ask for anything more. Maybe the win over Oklahoma would have...
Oklahoma thing is more about being prepared. Even being prepared, or they got you off your back foot. The Oklahoma game, the biggest worry there was they never made any adjustments, it didn't seem like. We never made a run at the thing. Like, from word go to the end of the game, there was never any, like, we might have a shot at this.
Right.
So I agree with you. I think Kalen Moore's done a great job. I think now that he's gotten through this cycle, understands what's going on, understands the magnitude of some of these games. I think sometimes these coaches will out-coach themselves.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that they got to do something that, you know, really just hammering the nail is going to be just fine and win the game.
Right.
Kind of get a little bit too cute. I think he will learn a lot from that.
Right.
You know, great first season for Kalen DeBoer, Wendy. I love you.
I love you.
Everybody that's listening, thank you all for listening. It's been a fun season. We might be on here next week. We might have to wait till the following week. We need to get a guest on. Mike, I'm talking to you. Chris Arnold, talking to you. If Georgia makes a run, we might have to get Barry Webb back on the phone, Wendy.
Yep, absolutely.
To everybody out there, Merry Christmas. I hope y'all have a great year. Wendy, I love you.
I love you. Roll Tide always. Talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.